Neo-soul musician Noah Slee is Tongan.
Kia ora malele, what's up? My name's Noah Slee.
Originally from New Zealand, Slee grew up learning his culture's traditions, and they are so ingrained in his identity that he opens his latest album, Otherland, with a Tongan chant.
One thing we do in our culture is we always have like a welcoming, like an opening speech in a way, and that's basically what I'm doing with that first piece, is I'm welcoming people to who I am musically. And kamataanga means welcome.
Noah Slee says he didn't always feel welcome growing up in New Zealand or in Berlin, where he lives now. We caught up with him at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin. He told us he got his start performing with his 8 brothers and sisters, first at family parties and then at corporate events.
We used to have a Polynesian floor show. I was singing in that, and it was like traditional singing. And we did dances from different countries like Cook Island, some Hawaiian performances, Māori, Samoan, and Tongan. And I think that's where it started for me. Grew up singing in church too. And it wasn't until like high school I was like, oh, I really enjoy this. It's something I want to do. Started writing, and here I am. Tonga is actually pretty backward in a lot of things, and there's like this mixture of really strict Christian values, but then they're still practicing old methods too. Growing up in this environment was tough. Being gay, it was hard to accept myself in a way, because it was like definitely a homophobic environment.
I'm in the middle of the yard. Yeah. I didn't get picked again. I tell myself it's not my fault.
My brothers all play rugby, and I was always the last to be picked. And there's this word called whakaleiti, which is a word for like other. It's not as strong as some other like homophobic words, but this is always something that kind of like popped up growing up, and it like just stuck in the back of my mind.
Still the fight is still raw. I can talk to my blood. Oh, they shame my armor. Yeah. Is it my fault? What am I running from? It's not enough.
It's something that I'm still learning and, I don't know, dissecting and dealing with on a daily basis. And to be honest, when I wrote Toto, it just like happened like that. But I was ready for people to pick up on those themes of coming out and being open. I feel comfortable about it, and I feel chilled about the whole thing. You know, it's just kind of rolls off my tongue now, you know. I'm hoping there's some young kid out there in like New Zealand that's just like, yeah, that's my dude. Like, it's time. I'm grateful for my upbringing in certain ways, because it's given me a lot of will, you know, where I have so many friends that have just OD'd. And in the back of my mind, you know, maybe I do hear certain voices from my past, and just knowing where I'm from and what I represent, you know, just to like not go too deep into things. Sunrise I wrote after too many long nights in Berlin. As much as I found myself there, I also hit like a dark spot where I was like hanging out with the wrong crew and caught up in the scene there. This huge drug scene, parties going forever. It's such an open liberal city, but at the same time you can drown there pretty easily.
Maybe that's why I'm so negative, letting my head down too much again. Feels like I've reached my fate.
For me, it's important to be around Polynesian people as much as I can. In Sunrise, I think it's like my realization of I really don't have people that understand me in this way, understand my culture, and also just dealing with being so far and disconnected from family. And to get to New Zealand takes a whole year. Listening to this album is definitely just an insight to my life and who I am, my stories. And what I want people to take away from it is, I think if anything, you know, tell your story.
I can't force these things now. I know I've seen, I've learned, I'm living. Oh.
That was musician Noah Slee.
Say that I have come to terms with what I need. Oh, dream, I'll dream, I'll dream.